Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today, I had one of those experiences that reminded me just how fortunate we are to live in this area. We were at the Charlestown Navy Yard, witnessing history.
Well, thank you for being here, everybody. My name is Commander Sean Kearns, 73rd Commanding Officer of USS Constitution.
The USS Constitution, the country's oldest commissioned naval vessel, is up, out of the water, in dry dock.
So we're here to have the nautical equivalent of a groundbreaking ceremony to officially kick off the restoration work that will go on for the next two or so years.
This isn't the first time the Constitution has been in dry dock. She underwent significant restoration in the 1970s and 90s as well. It's breathtaking to see the ship this way. And I tweeted pictures earlier this morning. You can see them at Megna WBUR. And someone tweeted back that I've come out as a ship nerd. But it's impossible not to be. For in dry dock, the full glory of the Constitution is revealed. For example, you discover that Old Ironsides is copper bottomed.
Just over to the right.
The copper sheathing protects the hull from sea creatures that want to bore into the wood. Commander Kearns climbs a ladder, dwarfed by the ship's 30-foot-tall, 13,000-pound rudder, and begins removing one of the plates.
Little piece of history.
There are 11.5 tons of copper cladding the Constitution's hull, including 500,000 copper bolts. And back in 1794, the original bolts were provided by a foundry owned by none other than Paul Revere.
Okay, yeah. And off, we'll hand down the pry bar.
Yep. Okay.
And off it comes.
Nope. Kearns removes the first rectangular piece of copper sheathing. It's a start. Workers and conservationists will have to repeat the delicate task a mere
3,400 times. I got the easy side, right?
As the commander said earlier, Old Ironsides will be in dry dock undergoing restoration for the next 2 years. We got a tour with several people working on the project.
I'm Lieutenant Commander Tim Anderson, the executive officer on USS Constitution.
I am Gunner's Mate Seaman Jacob Harned. I am a part of the USS Constitution Saga team, which is a project the Navy started to help be a part of the history of the restoration of the ship. Back in the old days, I'd probably just be working on the guns, though, the 24, the 32-pound long guns. So I'm excited to get going.
Well, it's really, really great to meet both of you, and we're actually standing here with a view of the ship that I have never seen before because it's in dry dock. And so, we can see all the way down to the bottom of the hull of the Constitution, and it's fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the dry dock?
All right, so we're at the head of dry dock number one here at Charlestown Navy Yard. This is the second oldest dry dock in the United States by about a month.
And obviously it's school visiting day, too.
Yeah, we've now been inundated, so it's like I'm giving a tour to the school and at the same time talking to you guys here.
Well, we're all here
at
to
Radio
learn,
Boston.
So it's okay.
So what you're seeing here is, you've got the step side. So this was really just cut out of the land. And then, with a dam basically set up, we call it a caisson at the rear end of the dock to hold the water back. It was cut out and then made with lined with granite stones to keep it, as waterproof as possible. And then obviously to hold the water back and provide an area for workers to access.
So did you just tow the ship in and then pump the water out?
In order to bring a ship in, what happens is the dock is flooded out. They remove that barrier at the other end. And then it allows a ship to be pulled in. Now, Constitution is a deep enough draft vessel that she's only able to dock one time or in a short range every month. It's during the lunar high tides. So the highest of the high tides that occur in a month provide enough depth for us to come over the blocks that are set up for us to rest on when we're actually in dry dock.
Oh, I
so
see.
So if we were not able to make our window, we would have had to wait a whole other month in order to make it into dry dock, just because of how deep the draft of the ship is.
Now, so the thing that we're seeing now, because we're in dry dock, that we never see when she's just, sitting in the water, is the bottom half of the hull. And it's green sheathing, but I presume is that copper sheathing there?
That is indeed copper. So what you're seeing is the all the copper sheathing is about 3,400 sheets total. each with about 40 copper nails in it. And yes, they still put them in the same way they did back in 1812 and 1797 when she was built. They are hammered in individually.
You really get a different sense of the ship when you see it out of the water like this.
It's kind
of
like an iceberg.
Yeah. It looks so much bigger as well. Because most of, the bottom half of what we're seeing is usually underwater.
So. Correct. Like everything below the red is always underwater, and even most of the red is most of the time that we're sitting at pierside.
All right. Well, I've been told that we can get on board.
We can indeed.
All right.
All right, so welcome to the quarterdeck of the USS Constitution. Normally we would say the oldest commissioned warship afloat. Technically, we're not afloat at the moment.
How often does the Constitution get put into dry dock?
About every 20 years has kind of been the standard so far.
So this is a pretty rare event then.
Yes, yeah. Yes it is.
And what are the repairs that you're planning to do, or the restoration that required the ship to be in dry dock?
Well, ma'am, we got to be working on, we have to check the masts because they are so heavy and are so big that we have to make sure they're not cracking or tilting in the wrong direction. We also have to check the copper sheeting to make sure that nothing's getting in there and slowly rotting away the wood. And just anything that needs to be worked on. As you can see, the deck's pretty rugged right now. We got to make sure we prime that back up and get it back ready to go. We're doing a lot of sanding, a lot of caulking to make sure the wood's not grinding on each other. So this way lasts for another, 100, 200 years.
So the copper sheathing on the hull, on the bottom half of the hull, makes sense. Obviously, you got to be out of the water for that.
Yes.
But for the masts, for example, mm-hmm. obviously I've known nothing about ship repair, but you'd think that a lot of the mast is above the deck. So
yes, ma'am. The mast goes all the way down to the very bottom of the ship because it is so heavy, it needs to be supported by the keel and the entire ship, and it's crucial. So that's why it's easier to work on it outside of the water.
Yeah. Have you guys had a chance to take a look at that part of the at the mast yet? Do you see anything that needs some significant
There's just
repair?
A couple cracks, ma'am, but that can be easily taken care of. So that's what they're working on now.
Okay. So how long is it going to take?
That's a good question. Schedule, we're supposed to be out in the summer of 17. So we should be floating again by the summer of 17.
Two years from now?
It's a long dry docking process. So like I said, a lot depends on what we find underneath the copper. So right now, everything points to being good. The copper's not peeling away from the hull. There's not any signs of major degradation. But you never know until you get it off, what the scope of work is really going to be as far as the underwater hull, which is, one of the biggest reasons we're in dry dock as opposed to working on the ship in the water.
What does it mean to you to be part of this process? Because, this is a ship that's seen battle. It was really instrumental in the early history of the United States. And now here you are, kind of stewarding it.
Yes, ma'am. It's pretty phenomenal. I got selected to come here in boot camp. So I was new to the Navy, new to everything. And they selected me to come to the USS Constitution. And to be honest with you, I didn't know what the Constitution was until I learned about it and I read the packet. And I can't believe I didn't know anything about it and that they didn't teach us in schools, because it is 217 years old. And it's the nation's ship. It's been around since the beginning. And it's just absolutely phenomenal to be actually working hand in hand on it.
Yeah. Do you ever, as you're walking the deck or doing your duties, do you ever just in your mind's eye sort of imagine what it would have been like?
Absolutely, ma'am, all the time. You often wonder, especially when on your deck below, when all the guns were back there before we went into the dry dock, you just think all the running around, all the noise, because we do fire that one 40mm anti-aircraft gun, and I just couldn't imagine firing, six of those at one time, or let alone a whole side at one time. You would go deaf. And back then they had no protection, so you just wonder how they did it back then, Those were men. Those were sailors.
Now, before we go, is it possible for us to actually walk down in the dry dock and just get a little closer to the hull? We don't want to get in anyone's way.
We can go down in the rear of the dock so that you can see down,
sure.
At least definitely get the views down from the dock.
Okay.
And there's plenty of room back there where there's no work going on.
Absolutely, sir.
Would you like me to take him down to the dry dock, sir?
Yeah, I'll be down just a second.
After that.
We should go ashore.
Go ashore.
Margarita.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you. Welcome back.
I saw you come on board.
I'm Margarita DC, and I'm the historian with the Naval History and Heritage Command Detachment, Boston, USS Constitution. So we're the civilian group of the United States Navy that do the restoration work aboard Constitution.
So can you tell us the significance of the next 2 years in terms of Constitution being in dry dock?
Well, it's really important that we've got the oldest commissioned warship afloat in the world sitting in the second oldest dry dock here in the Navy Yard. And when you take the ship out of the water like this, it gives you the opportunity to really look below the waterline and get a sense of what's going on with her.
How much of the original vessel remains on Constitution?
You know, it's the inevitable question. It's about 8 to 12%, okay. You know, which sounds like a tiny amount. But when you realize that the ship is 217 years old, that's actually not a bad amount, yeah. Or a small amount. And it is the keel. It is her backbone. It is the framing that starts right up from that backbone called the floor timbers. And then probably some of the very lowest exterior planks that we can't see right now because they're behind the copper sheathing.
I always like to remind people when they ask that question that she is a warship, one of the few warships we have left that's actually seen combat and many times of combat. Every time that happened, she came back into port and refit, which meant she replaced timbers and wood and frames. Even in 1798, she was already replacing original wood off of the ship. So it's a natural process for a wooden ship especially.
You know, the average lifespan was about 15 to 25 years.
Right.
So the fact that she lasted that first 25 years, which would have encompassed the period of the War of 1812, and then the Navy continued to use her for the rest of the 19th century until she last sailed actively for the Navy in 1881, is truly remarkable.
Can we sneak down there before it's too late?
Yeah?
Okay.
Thank you.
So being down here, you know, at the bottom of the dry dock, mm-hmm. and looking up at the Constitution, first of all, it's only a view you're going to get once every 20 years. And second of all, you know, you see the curvature of the hull. I have to say it's giving me kind of an incredible appreciation for the craftsmanship of this vessel. Because, I mean, the lines are just beautiful. But it's also, I mean, it was built for battle as
right.
well.
Right.
Do you want to walk around?
Do you want to touch it?
Yes.
Can she walk under the keel?
Yeah. The bottom of the rudder there.
The bottom of the rudder. I mean, it feels like copper, obviously, but it's so thick and stable.
Yeah.
Look, now I've got the green oxidized copper.
The verdigris on
That's
you.
Right. It's That's not right. everyone who can say that. I've got it all over my hands.
That's right.
Wow. Well, first of all, best of luck in all the restoration over the next couple of years. And thank you so much for giving us this tour and for
sure.
being part of preserving this history.
Thank you for coming down. It was it's great having you here, and a great moment to be able to share with Boston and the rest of the country as we really get started in earnest on the restoration and repair.
Come back and visit anytime.
That's Margarita DC, historian with the Naval History and Heritage Command, Lieutenant Commander Tim Anderson, Executive Officer of the USS Constitution, and Gunner's Mate Seaman Jacob Harned earlier today at the Charlestown Navy Yard. And we've got great photos of the USS Constitution in dry dock. Go to radioboston.org to take a look. But better yet, you can go see the ship for yourself. Old Ironsides is open to the public during the restoration, and it is well worth a visit.
And sometimes we get to do cool stuff here on Radio Boston. Megna, you got to do it this morning. That sounded like a lot of fun. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Megna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.